Here in Chattanooga, the Charles H. Coolidge Medal of Honor Heritage Center had just opened when COVID-19 hit our area. The center soon had to close, but recently it reopened, reimagining its curriculum and events. Jules Parker is the center's director of development. Jules, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You have a lot going on, even with how everybody has to operate now due to COVID-19. Tell us what's coming up next.
The Heritage Center just announced that the Celebration of Valor will be moved from August the 26th to a virtual program that's broadcast at noon on Tuesday, October the 6th. And we did this because of concerns for COVID and concerns for our community, our volunteers, our beautiful veterans that are major supporters of our event. The fourth annual Celebration of Valor is a very special patriotic event that brings together community leaders, local educators, and area veterans to raise funds to support and expand our character education program. The National Medal of Honor Heritage Center works in collaboration with the Congressional Medal of Honor Society, and the society is the group of Medal of Honor recipients. Right now, there's 70 that are still alive, and the Congressional Medal of Honor Society perpetuates their mission to educate Americans, especially our youth, about the 6 Medal of Honor character values. And those values are patriotism, citizenship, courage, integrity, sacrifice, and commitment. So our mission is to provide educators and parents with resources and hands-on learning activities that will empower our next generation of leaders to embrace and emulate the Medal of Honor values. And we hope that our students and our community will use those values to improve their lives and their community. So that's what the Celebration of Valor does, is it raises funds to perpetuate that mission.
The Heritage Center, it's more than a museum.
Oh, yes, it is. It's our local treasure, and we need the support of our community. We hope families will come and visit and support our mission and go to our website and learn more about our educational program. We want students and parents to talk about their own family values and how different ways that we can incorporate citizenship. You know, I see with the COVID pandemic going on now that our values are more relevant than ever. And I think it's important for people to talk about what it is to be a good citizen and what it means to love our country.
And so how are you operating at this time, and how much are you shifting to virtual?
Technically, we're open. The National Medal of Honor Heritage Center is open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6, and Sunday, 1 to 6. But we are operating at less than 25% capacity. I will say that the Hamilton County Health Department gave us permission to reopen after we took all appropriate measures that's required by state and local officials. We want to ensure the health of our visitors, our staff, and our volunteers. So what we do to protect that, we have regular professional cleanings, and we have applications of an antimicrobial coating. We implemented daily wellness checks of all of our staff and volunteers, and we all wear masks all day, every day. That includes our volunteers. In addition, we created a social distancing plan, and we stagger the timing of folks coming in so that it supports social distancing. We believe it's safe to come in, and it's practically like a private tour. So I do want to encourage our listeners to come out and visit. But we want them to know that they need to wear a mask.
Talk about the living classroom.
The living classroom is something that we pivoted to during COVID. When we closed the Heritage Center due to COVID-19, we immediately made plans to support a virtual education. Adventures in Valor is the name of our online education resources. It includes a scavenger hunt, values videos, discussion questions, and most importantly and most fun is living history virtual classes. We have historians that dress up in period outfits to represent historical figures, and we go online through Zoom and interact with students. It was really cool. The students love it. We actually had a fellow that dressed up as a World War I veteran, and he pitched a World War I authentic tent, and shaved like they shaved and talked to them about what it was like to be a soldier during World War One, and the kids could interview him and ask him questions. And we have living historians that represent each period of conflict from the Civil War through the War on Terror. And so that's a big focus of ours as we move into the school system this year. And I really look forward to being able to inspire and educate students on that level. I think they're going to love it, continue to love it anyway.
You are still working on your exhibits, and you have added a few statues.
Yeah, so while we were closed, we were able to get in, and this was held up in New York because of COVID, but we actually got this fantastic sculpture of Charles Coolidge. And actually, when I looked in the crate, I was like, because, you know, Charles Coolidge has three sons, and I know them all very well. And when I looked in that crate and saw the statue, to me, it really did look like Charles Coolidge. And then we also got a sculpture of Desmond Doss, and we put him on top of Hacksaw Ridge, and you can see him pulling up a soldier to safety. You know, he saved 75 soldiers in Iwo Jima during World War II, and he never carried a gun. I love that story. It's a story of true courage, really.
And besides the Celebration of Valor on October 6th, you've got something else taking place in October.
We do. We're hosting our second annual Sporting Clays tournament. It's going to be Thursday, October the 1st at Benton Sporting Clays. And the proceeds from this event will be used to support and grow the character education program as well. I'm hopeful to fill 15 teams. Each team has four shooters on it. And I'm excited to announce that this year we're going to have the United States Army Marksman unit coming. They're coming in from Fort Benning to entertain us. They're going to participate during lunch and provide a demonstration of their marksman and trick shooting skills. We also have Dale Bouchelon coming. This will be the second year that he's come. He's going to participate in the tournament, but also he's coming in the day before to give people a chance to get a private lesson with him. Dale Bouchelon is a World English Championship marksman. He won the Super Veteran Team Gold Medal for the USA, and he won the silver medal in the French World Championship. So it's quite an honor to have him. And if anyone out there is listening and you enjoy target practice, these are sporting clays. They get shot up in the air, and the guys have to just take their shotgun and shoot at it real quick. And it is a tournament, so we give trophies at the end. The teams are $2,000 per team. It's a corporate sponsorship that supports our education program. So you can go to our website and sign up. MOHHC.org. That stands for Medal of Honor Heritage Center. We also are on Facebook at The First Medals. We're on Instagram at The First Medals, and on Twitter, MOH_chat.
All right, Jules, thanks so much.
Appreciate you.